Could the lesson be sinking in? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen near Ferguson, Missouri?
Now, one person is dead in a shooting involving a police officer.
2.5 miles from Ferguson.
Another police shooting of an African American who had been seen shoplifting 2 energy bars and some muffins. But this time, it happened within the borders of the city of St. Louis. And this time, as a crowd gathered at the scene, it was St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson who showed up.
So, hey, listen to me. Let the chief talk. We're going to get the answer now.
The crowd wasn't too happy. But a local politician, Alderman Antonio French, got them to listen.
A suspect who was involved in a theft, acting erratically, armed with a knife. Suspect did not respond to verbal commands to drop his weapon. He approached both officers.
And then the chief took questions, the big one being, don't you think your men should be more cautious?
Great question. I think officer safety is the number one issue. So if you're the family of a police officer and somebody approaches you within 3 feet with a knife, I think you have the right to defend yourself and protect yourself. So I think it certainly is reasonable that an officer has an expectation to go home at the end of the night.
And when the chief, who is white, went back to headquarters, Alderman French, who is black and who was himself arrested at the protests in Ferguson, took over.
No silliness over here. All right?
Understand this.
We're going to be patient in our neighborhood. That's not going to be on the police to make sure no violence in that neighborhood. That's going to be on us.
So a police chief made himself accessible, and a politician showed some courage. And it seemed to work. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.